SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump tells the New York Post that round two of the U.S.-Iran talks could be happening over the next 2 days. In the meantime, the U.S. military has Iranian ports locked down tight. Vice President Vance admits that many young Americans do not support the Iran war.
Addressing a Turning Point USA event in Georgia, the vice president said he understands why a lot of young voters don't love the Trump administration's Middle East policy. But he urged conservative activists who disagree with the president on the war to avoid becoming disengaged. He also said Donald Trump wants the U.S. to reach a grand bargain with Iran. The development of Iran's nuclear program remains a key sticking point. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk had canceled plans to attend that event in Georgia following a credible threat on her life. An appeals court panel orders a federal judge to end his contempt investigation of Trump administration deportation flights.
In a divided opinion, the panel majority said Chief Judge James Boasberg abused his discretion in forging ahead with criminal contempt proceedings stemming from the March 2025 deportation flights carrying Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador. The court's majority opinion set forth that President Donald Trump's administration has a, quote, clear and indisputable right to the termination of the contempt proceedings. Ken Lorman reporting.
High winds, flooding rains, and hail have battered parts of the Midwest again, with tornadoes confirmed in Wisconsin and Iowa. Today, severe weather could stretch all the way from Texas up into the Great Lakes region. The East is in the grip of a heat wave and may shatter high temperature records right into the weekend. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 25 points. This is SRN News. How much does your Bible cost?
According to a report of the New York Times, Americans are buying copies of the Scripture at an accelerated rate these days, and sales of expensive copies are surging. Retailers and collectors say Bibles costing up to $400 a piece have been flying off the shelves for several years now. What's particularly interesting about this trend is that it comes when a vast array of digital Bibles are easily available for download and use. Michael Harrington reporting.
Deadly attacks on Christians in Ethiopia have spiked this year. According to International Christian Concern, the violence has been centered in the East Arsi zone. Believers make up about two-thirds of the population in Ethiopia, but the remaining one-third is Muslim, and radicalization is spreading in that community. ICC says families have lost loved ones, livelihoods have been disrupted, and many people remain too afraid to return to their homes. This is SRN News. Some states are attempting to redraw U.S. House districts ahead of the November midterm elections.
Maryland's Democratic effort to reshape districts ended with a legislative session this week. Meanwhile, Florida lawmakers are starting a special session Monday for a Republican redistricting attempt. And Virginia voters are deciding Tuesday on a Democratic plan that could help the party gain House seats. Redistricting usually happens once a decade, but President Trump sparked a mid-decade redistricting battle last year while calling on Texas Republicans to redraw their districts for partisan advantage. California Democrats reciprocated and other states soon followed. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Walt Disney Company has begun layoffs expected to lead to 1,000 job cuts all across the company. These layoffs come on the heels of a January move to consolidate Disney's marketing division. More details at srnnews.com.